ladies and gentlemen, for Austin Town Fitch High School, can you dig the back pages?
Fitch, this is Johnny Kay from WHOT, your good morning buddy. And speaking strictly off the record, how about those Falcons?
Good!
That's right, Igor, they are the greatest.
Began at Rayan Stadium as the new Fitch Falcons met the Cardinal Mooney Cardinals in their grid opener.
We didn't have a first week of school because the furniture didn't arrive. We had no desks or chairs or anything.
And after we had settled in the brand new Fitch school, it seems homecoming week was upon us.
We heard audio announcements like this.
This Saturday night in Falcon Cafeteria, homecoming 1968 comes alive. Don't dare miss one of the biggest, greatest all-school social events of the year. Homecoming 1968, with all its color, pageantry, and excitement.
It certainly was a beautiful dance and a tremendous year for Fitch football.
In fact, we talked to head football coach Mr. Jim DeRamo to find out his feelings on the past grid season.
I think that this past year, we played probably the toughest football schedule in the history of Fitch High School. I think our seniors rallied and gave the type of leadership that was needed for the last half of the season so that we won four out of our last five ball games. And we had about 31 seniors on the ball club, and we certainly will miss them this next year.
The 1968-69 school year brought a lot of improvements to Fitch High. The only hang-up was that the gym and football stadium weren't completed.
This made it difficult for rallies and in-school pep assemblies.
But little shortcomings like this didn't stop the Falcons. We had the next best thing, instant pep assemblies.
Tonight, the Austintown Fitch Falcons take on the Boardman Spartans at Boardman Stadium, and we want you to be there. You must miss the game that will make us number one in the Steel Valley.
Johnny Boardman!
your tickets during A, B, and C lunch today.
Only until Monday. So why don't you go and watch Fitch walk all over Boardman tonight, baby?
October 20th, 1968, the day the new Austin Town Fitch was dedicated. That was a proud day for us, and what a building.
But it's what's inside that counts, like the teachers and how they present subject matter.
We talked to Mrs. Joanne Stark, head of the English department. She told us seniors can choose from as many as 15 courses that include mythology and theater production. When I asked her of the response to the course, she said,
I think it has been very good, both from the student standpoint and also our teachers. And perhaps because the teachers have the same opportunity as the students, they too can elect which courses they would like to teach.
How many courses would I be allowed to take?
Well, you can take as many as 8 courses, or as few as none.
American government team teaching was quite an innovation. 3 different teachers taught the course in varied segments. One of the men responsible for its huge success and acceptance was team leader Mr. Milton Cokert. Mr. Cokert told me,
the whole program itself has been widely accepted.
Mr. Spezio is one of the originators of the infamous team teaching KSE grading curve. What do you think of the American government team teaching program, Mr. Spezio?
Well, I think American government team teaching is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
And last, but certainly least, we talked to Mr. Kenny Zins. How, in your estimation, did the American government team teaching program go this year, Mr. Zins?
Outside of a few bugs, and outside of a few provocateurs that we had, oh, it was great this year.
Look that up in your sunken wagnall.
Hello, Austin Town Fitch Falcons, both the dads and the dreamboats. Your bearded buddy Boots Bell from WHOT here, wishing you the best. A couple of booter scooters loaded with it, as a matter of fact.
WHOT salutes the red and blue Austin Town Fitch Falcons.
In November, a school-wide national mock election was held at Austin Town Fitch, sponsored by the new team teaching classes. And as Fitch went, so went the nation. In 1968, Richard Nixon was elected president of the United States at Fitch, and a week later across America. Campaign committees plastered the audio with propaganda like this.
Can you imagine what would happen if George Wallace is elected president in 1968? The proceedings sponsored by the Falcon Youth for Nixon Committee.
Senior Gary Adair had a few words for the juniors on the day before Christmas vacation. A special day because that was when the class of 1970 received their Fitch High rings. Remember?
The depth of learning, the widespread span of knowledge, and the greatness of all our high school activities is compiled into one single piece of jewelry. A $20 piece of jewelry that summons you to greatness, and all you have to do is wear it.
This year's Falcon basketball team had a great year. Fitch played the Steel Valley's most exciting round ball. We talked to head coach Mr. Jay Morgan for his feelings on the past season.
I was very happy with the way the season ended with 12 victories. I think that the boys did a very good job in working towards the year and in finally coming through with a very good season record, and we're going to have a little bit different kind of a team next year, a little bit smaller, but maybe we can emphasize defense more and still come through with some exciting basketball for the Fitch Falcon fans.
We were fortunate this year to have with us Jörg Brodmann as our German AFSer. Jörg, what did you think of Fitch?
I feel lucky that I had the opportunity to come to school like Fitch because there's a lot of comparisons between the German schools, schools in the United States, and I think this school is really great.
This was the first year Fitch participated in cross-country long-distance running. How did we do, Coach Garcia?
We went through the season undefeated. We won all of our meets. We also won the district. We placed 4th in a regional. And we took our team to Columbus, where we placed 15th in the state.
Mr. Manuel Garcia also coached our 1969 track team to victory in the Mahoning County Class AA Championship. How are we looking for our coming seasons, Mr. Garcia?
We have a pretty good freshman team, and We have two eighth grade feeder teams coming into here now, so we're looking for brighter futures in track here at Fitch
High. The Drama Club did well in both their productions, The Happiest Millionaire and Everybody Loves Opal. Their enthusiasm was evident when we spoke with club advisor Mrs. Charlotte Bear. How was the year, Mrs. Bear?
Great year. Marvelous.
Wrestling, like other new sports, was enthusiastically supported by the Falcons. The Mat Men had a very good initial year. First-year baseball coach, Coach Coppola, told me that 69 marked the reemergence of the varsity glovemen since 1948. He also told me...
The kids were the greatest bunch of kids that I've ever coached, and we had a tremendous season.
And the Falcon golf team also played a major role in spring sports. We can look forward to a lot of winning seasons from our Linksters.
The year was drawing to a rapid close. We asked our principal, Mr. Merlin Valo, his feelings on the past school year.
Some of the things I remember most, of course, will be trying to operate athletic programs without facilities, playing football without a stadium, playing basketball without a gymnasium. Of course, our instant pep assemblies that we had on the audio because we didn't have a place to hold pep assemblies. I remember the gym classes, trying to run programs without a gym, using hallways, corridors, and small room. I remember all the problems of trying to enforce a modified dress code and yet still having the same problems of boys with hair too long and girls with skirts too short. But all in all, because of the tremendous cooperation and understanding of students and teachers and all members of our staff, I believe we have solved a lot of problems and have had a good year.
With Penny Hop and prom behind us, guess what was upon us?
Graduation day.
And that was just a cross-section of Fitch High School 1969. The band and the vocal music department concerts, the speech team, and the more than 40 other clubs all combined significant efforts in overcoming the obstacles and the hardships of moving into a brand new school. We'll never forget you, Austintown Fitch. Never. Because that would be like trying to forget four of the greatest years of our lives.